Yo, what's good, everybody? It's David with Tsunami 916, and you're tapped in to another Tsunami exclusive interview. Every week, we're bringing you real stories, talent, and inspiration that you want to hear. Show us some love by dropping a like, give us a comment, or subscribe, or give us a good rating on whatever platform you're listening to us on. It really helps us out. So let's dive in. We got a really special guest with us today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, man. My name's Lucid, Sacramento, California, man. Artist, entrepreneur, philosopher, all types of shit. Human.
So tell us a little bit about Insomniacs.
Yeah, man. So Insomniacs is like, it's what my fans call themselves, or I call them, but it's mostly just like a mindset that I follow of not sleeping on yourself. You know, like it's a wordplay, obviously, but the insomniac mindset is like waking up to your own potential, what you believe in yourself, that you can accomplish, what you can do, and like going after it versus like wanting to do some shit but feeling like I can't do that, or I don't got the resources to do that, or it's out of my realm or whatever. It's like, nah, fuck all that. Like, I could do whatever I want to do type of shit, and I believe in myself, and I'm gonna, you know, it's like a supportive community type of vibe.
Sure. You want to tell us how Insomniac started?
Yeah, man. So when J. Cole and all them was first coming out, like in the blog era, I was like a J. Cole. That was my guy, J. Cole's Dreamville and everything. And I wanted to be like a Dreamville artist at one point. So I made this song called Dreamville, and it became kind of like a staple of like, kind of like what my inner belief system is now, but I was, I guess, manifesting it back in the day because I didn't really believe the shit I was saying, but I wanted to believe it. So like how some people would make songs about being rich or having hella hoes or drip diamonds and all that shit, I was talking about more internal fixing stuff to like that would come out outwardly later. And that whole Insomniacs thing kind of just happen. Like I would stay up till like 5 a.m. making music, and that would be my peace. So it was like Insomniacs, I don't go to sleep type of thing. And then once I kind of came to the realization of like the meaning behind the word Insomniacs, then it all kind of just, that world, my first EP was Insomnia EP, and then that kind of just played into my branding, and then I embodied the actual meaning of it throughout my life, just finding out who I am as a person.
Yeah. For sure. Thank you for sharing that. So let's talk about the Can't Lose Faith era, the new project, Can't Lose Faith. It feels like a day in the mind of someone fighting for a purpose. If it's a day, what's the sunrise and what's the sunset of this story?
Yeah, so Can't Lose Faith, the project, is like, the way I wrote it in parts of like where I was legitimately at in my life at that time. So the first song that I wrote was Code Switching, which is out now on YouTube. And that song was literally the conversation I had with myself when there was like a, I remember it was like a specific moment where I kind of came at a crossroads of like, do I really want to do music? Like I'm getting older, you know, bills, life, work, school, all this shit was coming up, and it was like I wasn't a very super focused, ambitious person, and I had to talk to myself, because when I would think of like, oh, I want to go do this, or I want to shoot a video, or I want to do interviews with people or collaborate, it was always on some shit like, oh, you're not on that level yet, you got to keep doing this, or you can't do this, you can't afford that, you don't got the bread for this. And it's like I had to talk to myself, because it was like, bro, like people come to me a lot to get advice or talk or kind of just vent or whatever. And I would never say the shit that I was saying to myself in my head to somebody else to like empower them or encourage them. And why am I giving other people that energy but not focusing on myself? You know, like when you're on a plane, they tell you like, put your mask on first and then you can help the people around you. And I was just out there with can't breathe, trying to put people's masks on, and my shit was going crazy and not letting nobody help me type of shit.
That's a big thing. I think they call that a bleeding heart. You know, yeah. It's like you're giving out so much of yourself, but you're not exactly investing back into mm-hmm. yourself, you know?
And it would burn me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would put me in a position where I felt like my burdens and my issues would burden other people. And I'm focused on helping other people. So I wouldn't want to tell people about shit I was going through or how I was really feeling. I would want to keep that mask on of like, you know, everything's cool, I can handle it, I'm strong, I'm tough, all this shit. That whole manhood, you know, persona that they put on us. And that shit was just taxing, bro. And then over time, I had like a panic attacks and started going through depression and anxiety, and it like shut my whole shit down from like 2015 to like COVID basically. And then once COVID hit, everybody started getting fucked up. Like, you know, you're stuck in the house, you're forced to face your shit that you're running from, or, you know, it just amplified everybody's like negative energy, especially with what they were putting out in the media and shit. And I just kind of just crashed. And I was like, I need to do something. I need to figure this shit out. So I started looking into therapy and reading books and kind of just really trying to figure it out. Like, why do I think this way, feel this way, or whatever? And I had a moment where it's like, I feel like I'm figuring some things out, but I can't do this shit alone. So I just started praying, you know what I mean? And that was something that I I grew up very religious in the church and in youth groups and making Christian rap even early on in my career. And the faith was something I just heavily leaned on. But it became a thing where it was like, I took it for granted, kind of like, oh, I'm fucking up over here, but I ain't really tripping because I got faith that it's going to work out. And it will work out, you know? And in the manifestation world, that's on some, law of assumption type of shit. Like, I just assume things are going to work out, and they do, because I believe that was what my faith was, but I wasn't, like, practicing my faith. It was kind of like, I was just using it when I needed it type of shit, but when it wasn't convenient, I wasn't really, you know, putting it to the forefront. So the first song on the project after Code Switching is called Talk to God, and it's more of a realization of like, I'm trying to get my shit together, but there's all these negative things that keep calling my attention and pulling me away from, you know, what I'm trying to figure out, which I didn't even know what I was trying to figure out, but I was just trying to figure it out. And, you know, like, whether it's going out and partying or being depressed or giving into negative thoughts and just letting myself fall into the water type of shit. And really having like that talk with God, like I need some type of intervention. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my best. And every song after that were kind of the different steps in the journey of getting to the place of having faith and being a true insomniac. All the shit I've been saying all these years kind of manifested, and I found myself through therapy and books and all that. So this project is like a culmination of that whole process and that journey, and it takes you from Talk to God to No Applause, which No Applause is a song about like, I don't need you to cheer for me, I don't need you to give me praise, I don't need you to, you know, give me affirmations. Like, I have that within myself. I have faith in what I'm doing. I believe in myself. Like, I don't need your claps. Like, I'm just going to do what I do because it's what makes me happy type of shit. So the whole project is just, you know, a day in the mind of all the emotions you go through, trying to go through that every day. And it's a cycle because it's not just, oh, I changed my mindset today and I'm good. You know, it's like, today's good. Tomorrow might be okay, but the next day might suck. And you got to go through the process again. And it's the same journey, you know, from track one to track seven. So that's kind of the era that I'm in right now in life, and whatever comes next will be the next project, you know?
For sure. I love that explanation. Which song on Can't Lose Faith feels like the purest snapshot of who you are right now and why?
When I'm at 100%, it's No Applause, but life is a continuous journey, a repetitive journey. So some days I'm at my talk to God level again, where I'm burnt out, I'm given too much. I don't know how to handle, like, something new that's been going on with me is, like, I have a lot of positive momentum with me right now, but I have a lot of really bad shit happening around me in my life and with my family and shit, right? And it's like, this is going this way and this is going that way, and I'm trying to stay in the middle, not get too hyped.
That's an analogy for the world right there. I feel like a lot of people are trying their best to be good, but it's like the world in general can feel like such a shitty place sometimes.
Yeah, you know? Bro, like, it's crazy, like, because when you're used to being down here, the good things that happen spike, but you anticipate coming back here. But when you're up here, you don't know what it's like to be up here. You know what it's like to be here, but you don't know what that fall is going to do to you. And the
fall is crazy,
the
man.
Fall is crazy, because if you don't do the work that I'm talking about with, like, trying to figure out your triggers and your traumas and change how you talk to yourself, the fall is your downfall. But when you're in the mindset of an insomniac, of how I try to live my life, the fall is your validation. Like, I'm up here and I can fall and I can't wait to show y'all how I can get back up and keep it moving. Versus before, it was like, oh, I fell off, I deserve this, I knew this was gonna happen. Like, I can't do this shit. Who the fuck you think you are, bro? You know what I'm saying? So that's the journey I'm on, is being able to change how I talk to myself on that fall, and at the top and at the bottom, because you're gonna be on all sides of the spectrum. You're never going to be winning your whole life. Ask Drake. You know what I'm saying? So,
I remember that interview. I've seen that clip recently.
Right. But yeah, man, that's a. Today I'm on No Applause. So, you know what I'm saying? I just tune in and just listen to it, because it also helps you reflect on where you've been and what you know you can be back to. So, and there's always a plus. There's always, you know.
So, you've been open about battling self-doubt and inconsistency. How did those struggles shape the way you approached making this project?
Being open allowed me to be more real in my music, because before I'd be real, but I'd be talking about goals that I didn't really truly care about, you know what I'm saying? Like, songs about, you know, females, or fucking songs about partying or whatever, you know, just little shit like that. Like, I'm older now, obviously. Back then I was doing that shit. But now that I'm more self-aware, confident in myself, I know what my purpose is, I know what my mission is, I know what I'm trying to tell people. It honestly made the project easier. Like, this is the first project that I wrote all the music first before I came up with titles or an album concept or any of that. So, like, the music just came out, and then I took a step back and looked at it for what it was, and it spoke to me. And I basically was able to, like, figure it out from there. So it was actually, honestly, the easiest project I've ever done, because, like, the music is 100% true to who I am and what I feel and where I'm at in life, and I feel like that makes it more relatable to people, because I'm not, you know, trying to do some shit that isn't me. But yeah, man, it was pretty simple. Like, I would just hear the beat, catch the vibe, and then, you know, the thoughts just start. You're a creative. I know you're not a music person, but, like,
I am a music person. I just,
well, I mean, like, do you write songs or anything like that?
In the past, I have.
Yeah, you know, so you basically
I've dabbled in production. I was in band, actually, so am actually, like music theory. I have, like, general grasp of music theory.
Right.
You know, so.
The creative part with music is, like, you basically, for people who don't make music, you basically, like, change your frequency to align with the emotion of the beat, and then you write about how you feel based on those emotions, right? So if the beat is, like, some hard, you know, Sacramento fucking mobby shit, that puts you in a frequency of, like, feeling like, I'm trying to slide, I'm trying to do this, trying to do that. So you write about how you feel, you know what I'm saying? And if you're a street dude, you have actual stories to pull from to write them songs. So if I'm listening to a beat and it's feeling emotional, like on some like reminiscing type shit, or on some like I want to slap this in the car and just drive around and feel like that guy, you know what I mean? I write from those angles, but I just write them really without thinking about what I'm trying to say, aside from trying to make it sound clever or, you know, make it flow or whatever. But it's more like kind of just honing into that shit. Like when you're doing interviews and videos, you kind of get in that flow of like, oh, we got a convo moving, or oh, this shit looks good, I'm piecing it up, the edits are clean. Like now the whole thing overall is like a vibe, and it's just like its own piece. And that's kind of how this all came together. Like it just formed, and then I just took it for what it was, and it's been guiding me down a path that I wasn't expecting necessarily, but I was ready for it type of shit.
For sure. Thank you. A lot of artists talk about their come up, but you've been vocal about your in-between phase where you're growing but not all the way there yet. How does living in that space fuel your creativity?
Can you repeat it?
Yeah, this is a beefy question.
I couldn't really hear you.
A lot of artists talk about their come up, but you've been vocal about your in-between phase where you're growing but not all the way there yet. How does living in that space fuel your creativity?
Yeah, okay. So it made my music lean more towards like a negative light. Like I was writing about not having shit. I was writing about wanting this. I was writing about the struggle of this and the struggle of that, or feeling like I can't do this or can't do that. It was just kind of just survival mode, really. Like to give it a title, it was just the in-between is like trying to figure out how to go from survival mode to thriving in whatever you're doing in life. And a lot of my music was either writing about how I wanted to do this, like party and be rich and do this and do this, and not having money and not having the childhood I wish I had and not having what other people had and all that. So it kind of was just like I was writing music that would feed my insecurities in a way, and like I would listen to it and it would validate the negative feelings I had, because it's like, oh, like I always feel like I write songs for myself as a fan, and then when I listen back to them, they always mean something to me later, and I don't really remember thinking that when I was writing it type of shit, you know? So being in that in-between phase was kind of like a trap almost, like, and I feel like people get into that with music that they choose to listen to if they don't make music. Like if you're feeling like heartbroken, you're gonna put on some heartbreak shit and it's gonna feed into those emotions and you relate to the song. So I was writing like not having music, and I was relating to the feeling of not having, so I kept not having, you know what I mean? And then what I would change my mindset to like abundance thinking, or, you know, like being blessed and being chosen and highly favored and all that, then the music tone changed and I felt like I started to manifest different types of opportunities and different looks and different beats and different people who wanted to work with me, and the music was just coming out a whole different way. Like, the way I break it down with my therapist was like, I feel like I've been living life playing in a river, but it's the wrong river, and there's like loose branches and trees and rocks and all kinds of shit floating down the river that I'm trying to dodge so I don't drown. But now I done hopped out and went into the right river, and that river's filled with fucking bags of money and the best top shelf shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever I want is flowing through this river, and I just gotta lay there and just go with the flow. So I feel like that's the shift that I'm trying to like put into music and put into visuals for people, so that they can see like, if you're going through this, it's not like a independent experience. Like other people go through this, but most like entertainers don't really focus on this part because this is a part they're embarrassed about, or this is a part that they want to forget because they made it to this part, or this part actually sells more money than this part. But I ain't really concerned with all that. I'm more concerned with people being able to take the messages from the music and like internalizing it and then coming out with something positive from there.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. So let's talk about faith and purpose. Faith is quite the constant thread in your music. How do you keep that thread strong without making it too overt or preachy?
I think just being real, like being authentic with it. Like when I was doing Christian rap before, I was on that. Like I was doing talks and we were doing like Bible studies and we were doing all the fuck shit too. Like regular teenager shit, like going out partying and the whole thing. But we were rooted in something. We were rooted in faith and what we believed in, and it was like legitimate, you know what I mean? So like I was able to write from that perspective and be more preachy, but like I was writing to an audience who wanted that, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, I just more so write about how I feel and what I think and what I'm going through, because I know there's a lot more people who feel that in-between kind of vibe where, you know, they believe in God, they may be religious, they may not be religious, they may just be spiritual, they may believe in the universe. But to me personally, I feel like that all that energy is from the same thing, and it wants you to do the same thing, and it's going to give you the same results. But it's everybody's own personal journey to figure out what that means to them. And I'm just on my journey of figuring it out. So for myself, so I just use the language that's true to me. And if it resonates with people or it comes off as preachy or whatever it is, like that's on you and whatever you got going on. But like, I'm just writing what's true to me, and that's how it comes out. And that was something I battled with, because I was trying to fight the whole Christian rapper thing for so long, trying to chase the image of just being like the rapper, prototypical rapper. But that wasn't me. That's not who I am. I'm not a street dude. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a super hip hop head either like that. Like, I just kind of live my life in my lane, and I make music that I like. You know, like I like the shit you cruise to, the vibey West Coast type of shit. But yeah, man, it's just the authenticity, and you know, I try to stay away from labels in general. So that's kind of how I try to navigate it.
Thank you for explaining that. If the Insomniacs could only take away one life principle from this project, what would you want it to be?
The title, man. Like, you can't lose faith. Like, one thing that I was doing a rant on Instagram a couple weeks ago. And one thing that I said, that I be saying shit sometimes, and like, I never thought of saying it before, or never felt it, but like, or I felt it, but I've never put it into words, and I'd be saying shit. But like, one thing that I said to myself was that, who am I to not believe in myself? If I believe that, you know, God created us in his image and we have faith that we could do anything through him, like, who am I to doubt myself? Because in return, I'm doubting what I believe in. So it's like hypocritical. So my thing would just be like, you got to hold on to like, I can't lose faith. Like, I can't. Like, if you got $1 left to your name, and you know when you get home, in order to get home, you need that dollar to get on the bus, you're gonna make sure you have that dollar, and you'll make sure it's in the pocket. Like, you're not gonna lose that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need it to get where you need to go. And that's how I treat faith and how I made this project. Like, you gotta tap into it, because you ain't gonna get nothing you don't really truly want. So if you take anything away from it, it's that.
10 years from now, when someone says, can't lose faith, in the same breath as your name, what do you hope that they feel? What do you hope people feel when they listen to this album? You know?
I hope people feel empowered, inspired, motivated, seen, heard, and like they got somebody, if not a close person to them, they at least know that Lucid's out there somewhere doing what they're doing, going through what they're going through, and thriving and showing you that it's possible. 10 years from now, I would want people to be passing my music down, like cultural wisdom type of shit. Like, I'm not trying to just put out singles and be popping and get a quick bag and do some shows and get a bag. I'm trying to like put projects together that when I have kids, they can look back when they're going through life and their struggles and be like, they have something that they can listen to that's gonna help them get through it the way that, you know, excuse me, the way that like Tupac or Biggie did for me when I was younger, like, or Lecrae did when I was heavily into like the Christian rap stuff. Like, the authenticity and being vulnerable in my music is like intentional for that reason. So I would hope that the music would be in a positive, like empowering kind of light that it was being spoken in.
Do you have any tips for people who want to follow in similar footsteps as you?
Yeah, man, like, don't be afraid to learn. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. Don't be afraid to accept the negative things that you have going on in your life, because the longer you fight that off, the stronger it gets, because it's breaking you down without you knowing. It's like the check engine light in your car and shit. Like, it's on, it's been on for 3 months. You just turn on the music louder so you don't gotta see it, or, you know, put a picture in your thing so you don't gotta look at it, but it's slowly fucking your car up. And then one day your car is gonna give out and you're stranded and you don't know what the fuck. So just always love yourself enough to take care of yourself and prioritize yourself. That would be my shit for real.
Thank you. I want to thank you for coming on to the interview podcast today. Really great.
Appreciate
really inspiring.
You.
Do you have any last words, tips of advice, things you want me to bring up or ask?
Yeah, man. Just that golden rule, but inverted, like, treat yourself how you want others to treat you. Because if you don't treat yourself in a way, in that way, people are gonna see that and reflect it back to you.
Exactly. I think, like, if you don't treat yourself with respect, like, no one's going to treat you with respect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a similar saying, people are like, you act like a king, you walk like a king, people are gonna treat you like a king, you know. I think, like, how you perceive yourself and how you treat yourself really, like, matters and like really impacts how people see and treat you, you know. So
yeah,
you're right.
It's
about
like
that.
It's like that saying too. There's so many sayings. It says the same shit, but like dress for the job you want to have, not the job you have. Like, all those little sayings that people internalize and believe, it's all part of the bigger cheat code to life and shit. It's just people choose not to believe in certain things, or, you know, they pray superficially, you know, surface level type shit. Like, you gotta feel the shit and want the change. Otherwise, you're just yapping your mouth for nothing, you know. So
exactly.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Do you want to tell the audience who you are again and where they can find you?
Yeah, man. Lucid, LUSAID. I'm looking at y'all, motherfuckers. Follow me, man. Instagram, YouTube. I'm on TikTok, but it ain't popping, so whatever. And then my website, lucid.com, LUSAD.com. Get all my music, all my videos. Join the Insomniacs. It's an email list. There's going to be a whole bunch of shit that you get early, free, merch, drops, all that. Insomniacs merch, tap in. Yeah, man, we got motion.
I'm going to have to sign up for the email list then.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, hold on.
Affirmation.
Hold on. Send that to me, man.
Yeah, I'll shoot it to you for sure.
All right, well, I appreciate you. This has been David with Tsunami Exclusive Interviews. If you like this video, please drop a like. Let us know what you think. You know, drop a comment. What was your favorite part? Does something inspire you? You know, please drop a comment. Y'all do not be interacting. You watch, but don't interact. So, you know, give us a good rating on whatever platform you're using. If you're listening to this on a podcast, we have the full videos on YouTube. We put a lot of work into these videos, so go check out our YouTube channel at Tsunami916, Tsunami Media, you know, on YouTube.com. We have a link tree in the description of, you know, this video. So you can find all our content there. We got t-shirts, we got stickers, we got affiliate links. You know, if you want to support Tsunami, you know, there's ways to support. So go tap that link.
Hell yeah.
And I just want to, you know, tell y'all, have a great day.
Good job, Jabari.